all of this won't matter, 'cause I'm floating down that river, trying to miss the waterfalls, never knowing when they're coming, never knowing when to call out your name. One that keeps me going, the only one that matters at all, 'cause with you I can swim that old river, and I'm not afraid of the waterfalls, 'cause I'm floating down that river, trying to miss the waterfalls, never knowing when they're coming, never knowing when to call at your name. I'm just floating down that river, trying to miss the waterfalls, never knowing when they're coming, never knowing when to call out your name.
So, my friend just sent me a message that the show, the radio station, was not playing on his phone, so I'm not sure why. Sorry about that. Hopefully you can get it sorted out. Technical things are so annoying. So, let's see. All right, Porch Fest is over, so we're going to read something about May is National Bike Month. Who knew? All right, so the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. I actually have seen in my neighborhood a bike sitting out there for sale, but I don't know, they're crazy drivers. I'm not so sure I'm ready to deal with that. So cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Some drivers don't know that, and some bike drivers don't know that. Drive your bike, the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. All right. Well, it is a good thing if you can ride. It's probably a lot nicer to be out there, except when it's, you know, smoggy or polluted and all that. In any case, we are celebrating, we will be celebrating tonight and tomorrow, Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the counting of the Omer in the Jewish calendar. And, as you know, I like to wear the colors of the Omer. They're different characteristics, mitos, that we are meant to work on from Passover to Shavuos. It's 49 days, 50th of Shavuos. We left Egypt. We got out of Egypt. God plucked us out of there. And then we have to work to make ourselves ready to stand at Sinai to receive the law, the Torah. And so each week is a different quality that we work on, and each day is a different quality. So 7 times 7, 49 permutations. And so this week, is the week of Hod, or glory, and it's represented, according to the RE, by dark pink. And the day is Netzach, which is victory. So that's light pink. So light pink within dark pink. It's quite a lot of fun trying to wiggle your wardrobe into submission to wearing the colors of the Omer. People that know me know that I go to great lengths to try and make that happen, especially since my recent move, trying to figure out, oh my gosh, where things are. As I said before, I've been looking and looking for this one, I don't know, box, whatever, bag of transitional jackets, which, you know, this is the time when you would need it. And I couldn't find. So in preparation for some folks helping me to put my ACs in before it gets really hot, I had to move things. And wouldn't you know, that's where the box was. I'm so glad, because I was like looking here, looking there. It's a balagan. It's a mess. So in any case, what else did I want to remember to say? So many things are going on. It's like crazy. I told you about my little snafu with the battery's low, thinking it was my cell phone. No, thinking it was my home phone. Anyway, turns out it was the smoke radon detector that was affixed to the ceiling of outside of my bedroom. So I had to climb up on the ladder, which was dicey. But I did it, and luckily I had an extra 9-volt battery to put in there. And oh, it was so good to get that thing to stop yapping. battery low. Anyway. All right, so let's carry on here with some more music on the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. By the way, in case you didn't know, it's now 4:00. Do you know where you are? I've been only 3 to 4 the last couple of weeks, and now I am happily back from 3 to 5. So there we are.
I come home this morning, yes, I found my baby crying. I come home this morning, yes, I found my baby crying. I said, Lord, have mercy. What is wrong with that little baby of mine? You not hurt me so bad. See them tears roll down my baby's cheek. Yeah, you know it hurt me so bad. See them tears rolling down my baby's cheek. Whoa, you know I didn't have no money. Poor lightning didn't have a bite to eat. Thank you. bound to change. Don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. Baby, you know things is bound to change. I don't bring the bacon in the winter. Red for sure, poor light and bring it in the spring. One more time.
Yesterday too, the flowers are dying like all things do. Follow me close, I'm going to Berlin, Ali. I'll lose my mind if you don't come with me. I fuss with my hair and I fight blood feuds. I contain a multitude. Got a telltale heart like Mr. Poe. Got skeletons in the walls of people you know. I'll drink to the truth and the things we said. I'll drink to the man that shares your bed. I paint landscapes and I paint nudes. I contain multitudes. A red Cadillac and a black mustache. Rings on my fingers that sparkle and flash. Tell me what's next. What shall we do? Half my soul, baby, belongs to you. Well, I cannot frolic with all the young dudes. I contain a multitudes. I'm just like Anne Frank, like Indiana Jones, and them British bad boys, the Rolling Stones. I go right to the edge. I go right to the end. I go right where all things lost are made good again. I sing the songs of experience like William Blake. I have no apologies to make. Everything's flowing all at the same time. I live on a boulevard of crime. I drive fast cars and I eat fast foods. I contain multitudes. Pink pedal pushers, red blue jeans, all the pretty maids and all the old queens. All the old queens from all my past lives. I carry four pistols and two large knives. I'm a man of contradictions. I'm a man of many moods. I contain multitudes. You greedy old wolf, I'll show you my heart, but not all of it. all of the hateful parts. I sell you down the river, I put a price on your head. What more can I tell you? I sleep with life and death in the same bed. Get lost, madam, get up off my knee. Keep your mouth away from me. I'll keep the path open, the path in my mind. I see to it that there's no love left behind. I play Beethoven sonatas, Chopin's preludes. I contain multitudes.
All right, Mr. Zimmerman himself. And as you probably are already aware, but if you're not, there's a new center that has opened up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the Bob Dylan Center. And there's been quite a lot of events going on there. They had 3 days of concerts to open it up. And they have quite a lot of material there. I guess there was a surprise how much material he had saved, every notebook and things that, you know, how he wrote, how he crossed things out. So for people who are just want to look a little bit, there's that. And for people who want to do a deep dive, who are Dylan scholars, they can do that. It's apparently it's huge, 29,000 square feet, state-of-the-art center. It has rotating exhibits. Nobody's paying me to say this. 55-seat screening room. I would love to go and see it. I'm sure it would be absolutely fun and fabulous. And I would have loved to have been at any of those concerts. I think Mavis Staples was one of the performers. I'm trying to think who else. I don't know if it tells me here. See all events. Well, that's now that it's... past events. Well, let's see. That's not a ribbon cutting ceremony. That was. So they don't list what was. Anyway, apparently they asked him for one of his metal sculptures. So he made a gate, a metal sculpture, and gave that to them. And apparently, at the same time, out in France, at a vineyard, he donated a metal sculpture that looks like a train. I've seen a picture of it. It's pretty interesting. And so, you know, he's doing his artwork and his metalwork and all kinds of things. So, I guess there's another museum in Minnesota. This is one in Tulsa. So... And there's one in Nashville, too. Wow. Lots of museums. And, yeah. And as, you know, as it should be for people who don't know about his influence, they must have been sleepwalking or on another planet. Okay. So, here we go.
That seem to lead down to the sea. I wonder which road will be the right one for me. Others may drift away, dead ending left and right. But there is this one road that journeys far out of sight. Have you wondered where the road will lead you? Or maybe to a bright day of sunshine, or a starry night in heaven? Or it might be you're afraid to go, afraid to go. But you got to follow your road, or you'll never know, never know. Travelers living in a foreign land, just trying to find our way the best as we can, looking for an answer, trying to find some love. We may have journeyed far, but not quite far enough. Have you wondered where your road will lead you? Maybe to a song that needs singing, or a summer rain. Or it might be you're afraid to go, afraid to go. But you got to follow your road, or you'll never know. You got to follow your road, follow your road. Follow your road, follow your road. You've got to follow your road, follow your road, follow your road. And maybe someday your road will take you far away.
Bye. Stood in the darkness of night, screaming silently, you're a man. Have you ever hoped that a time would come when your voice could be heard in a noonday sun? Have you waited so long till your unheard song has stripped away your very soul? Well, then, believe in my friend. The silence can end. We just got to get guns and be men.
Oh, love.
Well, beautiful piano music from Shoshana, who is in heaven. For sure, what beautiful music. Madeline and Solomon, before that, The End of Silence, followed by Mercedes-Benz, composition by both Elaine Brown and Janis Joplin. Very different reading of that, very interesting. It's from a CD called A Woman's Journey. And before that, Massimo Biolcati. How's Never is the composition, and it's a Dave Holland composition. It's from a release called In Contra. Before that, Wally Brill from the CD called The Covenant, and the song is called Loop in Time. Jimi Hendrix before that with Isabella from Voodoo Child, the Jimi Hendrix collection. Jorge Garcia from a CD called Dedicated to You. This one's for Richie. And before that, Hope Diamond, a CD called Awaken. Talented Productions is the release label. And Follow Your Road is a song, a Bob Wilson composition. Bob Dylan before that. I Contain Multitudes off the Rough and Rowdy Ways CD on Columbia Records, and John Lee Holman and the Waifs Band. Coming Home to You is a song, and Putumayo Presents Blues Cafe. So I think that brings us up to date. I'll be looking forward to seeing you next week, same time, same station. And Chris Earle will be on with Time Travel. He's doing it remotely, so if you call, you won't get him, but you can leave a message for him. And, yeah, if you're celebrating Lag BaOmer, wear your pink, your pink, and go out and have a barbecue and have some fun. All right, so I think that's it for now. We're going to close out with the Nigun Chamber Ensemble. Artistic Director Yelena Niplock. The Art of Jewish Music is the name of the CD. Thank you.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.